Move on to Potato. He's typing a question. Kargek, did you want to read it for him, or do you want me to do it?
Sure, why not? Let's see. Hang on. Hi again, Cleaver. Are recent game design changes being directly influenced by the younger and or less mature jerks out there, or are they just connections to holes you never noticed?
There's no question that they're being influenced by the Miniclip kids. I mean, of course, you know, it's very obvious that they're illustrating holes in the game that were there, but that, you know, were not sufficiently exploited as to make it a problem. I mean, the great example is Do Not Disturb. I mean, we could have implemented Do Not Disturb. It wouldn't have been a bad addition, but it was never super necessary. It was a little bit necessary. We got a flood of new players, but it was never super necessary, and the Miniclip kids really made it super necessary. So, yeah, certainly. That said, the things that have really influenced us there have not been major changes. I don't view any of those sort of recent, like Do Not Disturb or the booty share fiasco. This is not a substantial change to the game. There's certainly, if we were going to go for that audience big time and we thought that was really the sweet spot for the game, then there are probably more changes that we would make. But frankly, if that was our sweet spot and we thought that was really the best audience, then we'd be better off with a RuneScape clone, and we could probably knock one of those up in 3 months, and good grief, save me, we may yet do that, but I kind of hope not. Talking to some guys at E3, and they were like, why don't you just make a RuneScape knockoff? Yeah, well, there are lots of reasons why not, but certainly, if we thought that was the right way to go, then that would possibly make more sense than Puzzle Pirates, which is just so bound, social interaction is so tightly bound up with the game, and that's clearly not the number one thing for a lot of those kids.
I think Steve Dave was next.
I was going to ask a rather silly question. Will I ever be able to go into the Rub-A-Dub pub, which, by the way, really should be Rubby's House of Chicken and Waffles, and play a game of cribbage while wearing my sea cucumber familiar?
See, if I say yes, you're going to say, but Cleaver promised, and then you'll be harassing Nemo about it in the future. I like the idea of cribbage. I think it's a fine idea. Some people would moan that we shouldn't be implementing more games like that, so I'm not going to promise it because that might cause people to moan, but I think it's very piratey, and I have fond memories of playing it as a youth. And I really like the idea of more kinds of familiars. So a sea cucumber would be great, particularly more kinds of familiars that, anyway, more familiars sounds good to me. So sea cucumbers, all sorts of funny stuff.
Okay. Do you have any questions for us, Cleaver, as your subscribers or whatever, pirates?
It's difficult to turn around the ship and go back the other direction. Let's see. I guess, what's your favorite bit? That's a really short, simple question that, everyone could answer. Just like a one-word answer.
Let's see. I think we could probably do this without going in turns. Just, if someone starts talking, let them talk.
Okay, sure. Mine would have to be, obviously, this is a more than one word answer, but the mix of social with gaming. It's not a lonely way to play. You're constantly relying on other people when you're playing puzzles, or if you're not playing puzzles, you can just hang around and talk and have a good time.
I personally think that the really genius bit about the game is how the puzzles connect to teamwork on a ship. That is really something that I have not seen in any other game before, and it really works as making people play in a team.
Oh, what I really like is that everything in the game is player-run. Like, shops aren't run by some nameless NPC that repeats the same thing all the time. It's real people that run the governments, that run the shops. And I also have to add that it's really impressive when you think about it to have 400 about people doing exactly the same thing. Even the big name games don't do that.
I guess as an alpha tester and somebody who never played computer games ever except for the occasional Bejeweled before I came here, the fact that everybody's so accepting of both players like me and, you know, people with a lot of different levels and interests, but also the reason why I'm still sticking around, obviously the social, but the fact that you guys have been both accepting and encouraging of crazy little things like the out-of-game contests and the crafts and things like that, and that really makes me feel like I'm a part of the game and that things are, you know, there's still different things for me to do, whether they're in-game or out.
For me, I'd say there's two things. One of the things I love is planning events. My favorite thing to do is ping Artemis on the forums with wacky-ass event ideas. And the other thing I love about the game is whatever is the most recently implemented new puzzle, because I just tend to zone out on whatever comes next.
I really like the puzzles. I like Carpentry my best, probably the most. But what I've been using the game for is I've been meeting a lot of cool people and meeting them in real life. So that's one of the things about this game that it helps me meet some really cool people and be friends with people I wouldn't normally talk to or whatever.